Değilsen değil mi ya?
Hey, hi David, it's me Girish. Calling from PI Research. Do you remember?
No, I don't. Can I help you?
Okay, do you have a time to talk? It's for 5 or 10 minutes only.
Not really. What is this about, sir?
Okay, so last time I called
Hello?
you regarding immersion cooling fluids market for EVs. So
Yeah,
regarding it,
also, yes.
have you received any from our side the executive summary of our report?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, after the call I will share with you the executive summary of our report, immersion cooling fluids market for EVs, for your contribution.
We're not interested. That for us, that's just academic information. I'll tell you why is
No.
it's because if your report said that we had 90% of the market, or your report said that we had 10% of the market, we wouldn't do anything different. So it really doesn't make sense for us to pay for the report.
No, no. I will send you the executive summary. So, sorry, I'm not
Okay.
getting
All
what
right.
you are
Well, go ahead
saying.
and send it to me. But I go ahead and send it to me. But we never buy these things, all right? So I appreciate
No,
your help.
don't buy it. It's free of cost. It's for the token of gratitude towards your contribution. Means you contributed. You
Got it.
contributed. You gave some answers regarding our questions. That's
Okay, well,
it.
thank you. I'll look forward to getting it.
Yeah. So
Okay.
I have further. I'm updating this report to. I'm extended this market to until 2050 from 2030. So just one question I would like to ask you. How will the global market will behave from 2030 to 2050 for immersion cooling fluids market for EVs? Do you know?
I really don't know that. I'm a research chemist. I don't know what the market looks like. I mean, I can tell you all about the technical parts about the fluids, but I don't know what the market looks like.
But technically, where this market will tend means by product type, means by whether it will be single phase, two phase immersion cooling fluid, or like
All right, two phase is dead. Two phase is the walking dead right now. Okay, it doesn't know it's dead, but it's dead because governments around the world are going to restrict the manufacture and use of fluorinated products. So although manufacturers of two phase fluids and the equipment involved don't want to admit it, it's dead. So that
So
it has no future.
can we say at the end of 2050 or 2040, this two phase will have 0% market share?
I think at the end of 2025, it will have very small market share.
Okay. And what about the like the product type like mineral oils and synthetic esters and its
I
types?
think that synthetic fluids are going to dominate, not minerals. Mineral oils have some impurity problems, which cause problems. But synthetic oils of different types, either esters or synthetic paraffins, hydrocarbons, will dominate that market.
Okay, from my research means I have done the report, right? I have published the report. From what I have done, I have given the market share for mineral oils around 8.2 at the end of 2032, and for synthetic oils, it is near about 90-92%. Right?
I think that's about right, yes.
So what about from 2032 to 2050? What do you say? Any estimates do you have in mind? Like at the end of 2040, this much this market share will be.
I really don't know. I just don't know. I mean, as far as I can see, single phase synthetic hydrocarbons are going to dominate the market, but I don't know which direction or which chemistry it will go. But yeah.
And so what about by applications? Means by batteries, EV motors, and power electronics. Right now, batteries having the largest adoption of immersion cooling fluids, right, compared to EV motor and EV power electronics. So can you say that later 2032 or after 2028, the EV motors and power electronics will have the higher adoption?
I think that what will happen is if you'll start to see a consolidation of fluids. In other words, you'll start to see one fluid through battery cooling and motor cooling and charger cooling and everything.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And so what about this, from 2032 to 2050? I think I know that it's very difficult to judge that how will market behave from 2032 to 2050.
I'm 66 years old. I'll be retired in 2 years. I don't know what's going to happen after 2020.
Yes.
But anyway, look, I'm really pretty busy this morning. Perhaps we can call talk some other time.
Yeah, sure. But after the call, I will definitely send the executive summary of the report which will be published.
Okay, dokie.
Okay? Yeah. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, take care.
Yeah.